Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday post-game podcast. Al, hello.
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
What's happening?
I'm trying to think where I heard this, because I heard this a couple times in the last couple days.
Okay.
And it involved this idea that, you know, we talk about all the time that we're in the media world that we're in now. There's so many different things. There's a million different podcasts. There's a million different YouTube videos. There's a million different radio shows, streaming services.
Satellite radio.
Movies, series to watch. And I heard a couple of different people discussing different things, and the phrase was, if it's good, people will find it.
Okay.
And I don't know if I believe that.
I don't either. I think there's a lot of good out there that people never find.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that even, to me, started back in the day with music, right?
Sure.
There were great artists, great albums, great songs that never saw the light of day anywhere, and people never found them.
There's great talent out there that people never discover.
Never discover.
Yeah.
People doing great things.
I think that's one of those phrases. It's kind of like the lies that we tell our kids. If you want to be something, go be it. Well, that's not true. It's just not true. Yeah. It's nice for the person that does accomplish it. So, like, whenever my day is up here, I will be able to sit down and say, I wanted to do morning radio at FA. I did. In the way I listen to Brain and Imus all the time, this is the time slot I always wanted to work. And I got lucky. You know how many other people wanted to do this? So it works for me. But you know what else? I also want to be the Cowboys play-by-play announcer. That's not happening. I also would like to do the Knicks. Not happening. Like all these things, or the Nets. Not happening.
Yeah.
But for Chris Carino, when he's done, he can say, you know what? He really worked hard at it, and it worked. Well, what about the other 50,000 people that want to do it?
Yeah. And it's one thing to say, if it's good, you'll find it on Netflix.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, then something is then already on Netflix.
Yes.
Something is already on a popular platform.
Sure. Sure.
But I bet you there are so many great things on YouTube we're not going to find.
Agreed. That will have, I will tell you, sometimes I'll see a video and I'll see, 110 views. I'll waste my time. I mean, it could be great.
Could be great.
That is very true.
Yeah. Recently, I had a couple things come up in my, like, the For You section of YouTube where I looked and it had like 120 views.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to watch this. I'm at least going to click on it. So this person gets one more view
today.
That's
very nice of you.
I was like, and then there are other crazy things where you have no idea. We've talked about this where it's like, it's just like a Subaru transmission. Mm-hmm. I'll click on it. It's like 4 million views.
Oh, yeah.
About a Subaru transmission?
Yeah. Pick a topic, any topic,
yeah,
and someone has built a YouTube business on that topic. Like something as simple as and I've told you about this guy before. I came across this guy who just goes to random rundown cities across the country. He's got seven figures of subscribers, and every episode, he only puts them out like once. He doesn't do them every week because obviously this takes a lot of time and travel. I would say maybe three a month he puts out. But everyone he puts out, millions of views. Like, that guy built a business on traveling. It really is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I find something great and I don't want everyone to see it. Like, I felt that way about my music sometimes.
Okay.
Like, I always love Paul Westerberg.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of Paul Westerberg stuff on YouTube that does not have a lot of views. And I kind of like that.
And you think it's really good, too.
And I think it's really great.
Yeah, yeah.
But yet, if he played a concert here, I probably wouldn't be able to get a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things. I've just heard this idea, though, that if something's good, people will find it. So, if you do a good podcast, Jerry, people will find it.
Mm.
I don't know how many you have to do that are really good, though, in order to get people to find it. That's, I guess...
You need to get
that's
lucky.
That's the equation.
In life and everything, you need breaks along the way, and you need a lot of luck.
Right.
You just do. Someone's got to find you that's going to blow it up.
You've got to put yourself in a position so that when luck strikes, you're successful.
Yeah, you can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
I've also been finding these things on YouTube now. You know, I talked to you about the people doing things for 30 days.
Yeah.
And, recording and putting video together.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do this for 30. I eat raw steak for lunch every day
I'm sugar-free for 30 days.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sugar-free for 30 days. Here's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat a pixie stick. I'm going to snort a pixie stick every day at 10 a.m. And I'm going to tell you how I feel after 30 days.
Why don't you wait till you get home, Al?
The new ones that, and they're not new, they're showing up on my feed
yeah
now.
Yeah,
people reacting to videos. So they'll be like a guy, just a random guy, listening to Master of Puppets for the first time. All right, let me see what this is. It'll also be a guy that's like, bam, 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 bam. Okay, this is heavy. Okay, I see this. Yeah, right. No, this is pretty good. And those have millions of views.
This is what I don't get about that. I thought you can't I know it's not a broadcast, but how can you use the music?
I don't know.
Back in the day, if you remember, I used to do voice work for a company called Cinesport. And we were strictly prohibited to use more than 30 seconds of in MO. I think we had, I believe they paid for the full rights for the NBA highlights, which are expensive. And they paid for up to 30 seconds per baseball game of highlights. That's all we could use. And they paid a lot of money for that. I go on YouTube. I got every Tom, Dick, and Harry posting highlights of the Mets and Marlins from yesterday. Or the, hey, you want to watch the Penn State game? Here's Penn State, Michigan in its entirety from Saturday via, you know, Dick Schmuck 33. It doesn't matter. How does that stuff?
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then the music is amazing to me. It's everywhere.
Yeah, the music, the 1 year, I think it was 10th anniversary of Boomer and Carton or 5th anniversary of Boomer and Carton. I made a video for YouTube, a montage of all the pictures.
Yeah.
And I used that Jane's Addiction song that we used to use for the open, Stop, I think it's called. And when I went to post it to YouTube, it said, you don't own this music. You can use it, but we're going to run commercials during your thing, and you get nothing of it because you're using the music. Okay. So maybe that's how some of the people are doing it. But the ones, you know, playing the highlights. I also always wonder about, like, live concerts. People are just like...
People are posting live concerts?
Well, you know how, like, if you go to a concert, you can just film and post it.
Oh, I thought you meant actually, like, doing it live when you were there.
Oh, yeah. No, people do that, too.
And really?
And then it saves... Yeah, so I don't understand that. Like it used to be a thing if you wanted to go get like a live concert. You had to buy a bootleg.
Oh, yeah.
From some bootleg record store.
Put in any band you like. You can see literally Led Zeppelin live 1978 at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah. That's why it's always weird to me when I'm looking for something and it doesn't exist.
Right. You can't find
it. Why can't I? Now maybe I should be that guy.
Mm. Could be.
I wouldn't even know how to do it. Like, I'll give you one. I'll just bring up Paul Westerberg again just because I have this CD that I bought bootleg many years ago. Mm-hmm. It was Paul Westerberg at the Stone Pony. Two of my favorite things, Jerry.
Yeah.
There are only two songs from that show on YouTube, in all of YouTube. I said, why don't I put up that whole album?
You could. I guess you could.
I'd have to get it. It's a CD. I don't even know how to begin to get that CD onto YouTube.
Well, you'd have to roll it in and record it, I guess, right?
I would need to find some sort of CD player first, right?
Well, you could do it here.
We have CDs here, CD players.
Yeah, our computers, you can put a disc in, and you can play the music and record it at the same time.
Yeah. Why don't I become a bootlegger?
Well, I wasn't going to call it being a bootlegger. I meant that I wouldn't do it here. It's a bad idea. Bad idea.
But I guess you just somehow I'd have to get the audio onto digital form.
Yeah.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
That's funny because you used to be able to just put a CD in at home and it would rip.
And it would play. You're talking about burning it.
Rip it, but I don't have a CD player anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I have this great concert. Why can't I should get this? It's just audio, though. So it'd be boring.
Well,
it'd just be the
audio. Yeah, what you would do is you would do what a lot of people do. They'll put it, maybe you could put the lyrics up.
Yeah.
That's what you could do.
Or just the picture of the bootleg album.
Oh, yeah. That too.
I even heard Bruce Springsteen interviewed. It was only maybe 2 years ago or so, and he was talking about, looking at archival footage and when, you know, people keep calling for him to release stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's famous for, you know, like Born in USA, I think he recorded like 90 songs and then puts out a 12-song album. He's got all these songs. And he talks about it, he goes, you know, I forgot a lot of them. People show them to me on YouTube. He has no idea how YouTube has them.
Someone's got them.
Someone's got them and put them up.
He sang it somewhere. Someone recorded it, and it lives.
Yeah, but every once in a while, I will look for something that I know happened, and it's not on YouTube.
Mm.
And there was one Adam Sandler on Conan O'Brien show from years ago that I looked for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, Jerry, popped up.
No kidding.
It just popped up.
That's interesting. I wonder if there's a way, and there probably is, that you could search the searches.
Search? What do you mean, search the searches?
Like, is there a way to figure out what is the most searched topic on YouTube? And then research and see what's really, there's not a lot of, but yet people want.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if there's some site that could get inside of YouTube, I don't know how it would work, but... where you search, you know, again, it's a search of the search, and you type in something like, change the cabin filter in the Subaru whatever legacy, whatever car, and then you see, oh, look how many people have searched it, and then you search it, and it doesn't exist. You know what? People clearly want to see this. I'm going to do it.
Oh, I like that. So search unsuccessful searches on YouTube.
Yes.
Can we see those so we can see what people want?
Right. Search the search engine of YouTube, basically.
Hmm.
Because then you have an idea of what people are looking for. And then if there's a way that you can find what has not been, you know, put out there for them, all of a sudden you got an audience.
Yeah. Hmm. It seems to be mostly reaction videos now, Jerry. Like, Jerry Recco hears Beethoven for the first time. And you're like, okay, no, this...
That to me sounds like a fad, though, the same way the whole unboxing thing. Like, no one does that anymore.
Yes, it was unboxing.
That, for a while, that was a big thing. That's not a big thing anymore. So maybe this reactionary stuff is... I always told you those two are like Mike and Jolie, or I think is her name, Joelle, or whatever her name is. They're like this from New Zealand or Australia or something.
Yeah.
And they play comedy, and it's videoing her reacting to the comedy. It was very funny. But the comedy's got to be good, too, though.
Yeah, I have seen that as well now.
Those are funny. I've watched them for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
They're like, very good.
Let's listen to this Louis C.K. bit.
Yes, right. But they don't present it as such. It's just like usually with her, it starts like she's, you know, she's washing the dishes or she's tidying up in the house. And then all of a sudden, the camera comes in behind her and starts playing the thing. And then she reads. You know, it's goofy, but it's funny because the pieces they pick are funny.
Yeah.
And that's why it's pretty good.
Right. It's like you got to pick, I'm going to listen to Metallica for the first time. Because Metallica's good.
Have you ever seen Drumeo?
No.
Drumeo is very cool. Usually it'll be with a famous drummer or a drummer from a famous band. Obviously the Chad Smith one caught my eye, came up on my feed. And what they do is they have him listen to a song from another band, usually out of the genre they're in. So the song could be new to them. They get to listen to it once. And then they try to play along with it. It's very cool. It's really neat, actually.
Drumeo,
yeah. And there's like millions of views.
Yeah.
It's good. The person from, Rage Against the Machine. I don't know what his name is. And they play, you know, they had some like softer music and he's listening. Yeah, I never heard this before. And you probably have. And it's pretty cool.
Oh, I will check that out.
If you like music, it's very neat.
Yeah, I will watch Drumeo.
Yeah.
I might become a bootlegger, Jerry. I might put that CD up at some point.
Be like the Seinfeld character with the movie theaters?
Yeah.
Bootlegging?
Yeah, because I only want to do great work, Jerry. I suppose I could get like, they have those CD players that, connect to a computer through a USB drive.
Sure. I'm surprised you don't have a laptop that has a...
No.
No, huh?
They don't have them anymore, the laptops.
Interesting. Okay.
Only this one, Mike, that we have here in the studio because it's 100 years old. But anything new, like we just...
Yeah, I don't even know if mine does now that you mention it.
Because there's also like CDs that I have that for whatever reason, when things went digital, like Spotify, they didn't work it out a deal with the record label and Apple or Spotify. So they're not available.
Right.
So like I could put those on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
For people, Jerry. I need people.
You need people.
I need...
Who are these people?
I actually have cassettes, too, I would like to get up there on YouTube.
I don't have cassettes anymore. I got rid of them.
I had no cassette player.
Well, yeah, that's a problem. I'm sure you could buy one, though, on eBay.
That's true. I get just a cheap...
Yeah. You buy anything on eBay.
I miss those stackable stereo systems where you'd buy the receiver.
They were so big, though.
Then you'd get a double tape deck.
I had
connect
one when we first got married, I had one. I know.
5-CD changer. Because then you could program... Okay, CD1, I'm on tracks 1 and 2. Then I go CD2, I'll take track 1 from there. CD3, track 5.
You know what you could do now, though? Hey, Alexa, just play Al and Jerry's postgame podcast.
Smart, Jerry.
Thanks,
we should start doing that more often.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But I kind of miss, like, that used to be, like, when I was a single man, Jerry, in Florida, like, my stereo setup was, like...
It was your world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I would really work on it. I'm going to get these speakers. I'm going to get this speaker stand for them. I'm going to get them all either. I used to like, I needed to have them all the same brand.
Were you a Bose guy?
I did Sanyo? Not have Bose. Not Sanyo was cheap.
Okay.
I did have a Sanyo though. I'm trying to think like what I would get. Like there were certain brands that like Iowa, do you remember that? It was like AI.
Yeah, AIWA, right?
Yeah.
I remember
Onkyo.
That.
O-N-K Onkyo, I think
it was. No, I don't know that one. I don't know that
Sony,
one.
Of course, had Sony, a lot of good items.
I always had this. I had the Sony Walkman, the Sony Discman.
Yes.
And the headphones.
Yep.
Sony did you ever have the Sony, Chernoff was big with this, the Sony headphones had the radio built in?
No.
And I had one of those. I only used it at ball games.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I still look like a dork.
I had the little Sony made like a little digital radio that was that was fit in the palm of your hand, and it was digital as far as the dial.
No kidding.
The dial tuning in. I remember I used that a lot during COVID.
Mm.
No, not during COVID. During Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, Hurricane.
When we didn't have anything, and I would listen to 10-10 Winds every day.
Hurricane Sandy. I had the Chevy Avalanche at the time with the OnStar. I would go into the car and put the radio on, and I would call you. I called you guys from the OnStar. Because it was the satellite phone. Nothing worked. I had no power, no phone, no nothing. It was some time.
We've been through a lot of weird things.
I was talking to Allie about this morning.
Just in the time we've been here on the morning show.
Because when you think about the time that's gone by now, it is 18 years for Boomer, right?
Into 18 years. He's into his 18th.
Right. So September will be 18 years.
We'll have completed 18 years.
And in that time, Al and I were talking about this morning, Allie and I. In that time, Gunnar and Sydney have grown up, gotten married, and have started families. I didn't start till 09 with you, January 09 with you guys, but at that time, my older son was 5. My younger son was not born yet. Now one's in college, and the other one is in high school and is taller than me. It's ridiculous. You've moved 3 times. Greg wasn't around in the beginning. Now Greg's been here. We're watching his daughters grow up. Allie joined us when she was 19. She's 30. It's like... Life is just flashing right by, and we're living it together.
Yes.
And I said that to her. The one, regret's not a good word, because I wouldn't use it in this terms, but I think the one thing that does suck with all this time that's gone by is the distance between us all. Like the fact that, I mean, G lives two and a half hours from you, 2 hours from me. Boomer's 2 hours away. Eddie's not that far, but you know, Eddie's not married. Eddie's married. Doesn't have kids though, so that is difficult. You've been closer now, but we don't do anything because I have kids. It's just different.
Yeah,
but I do think if we were all a little closer, we would do more together. It just makes it very hard.
Yeah, that was really the difference when, you know, having worked somewhere else, like in outside of Tampa, everybody was lived close to each
other. Yeah, I believe
that's just the way it was.
Yeah,
like we were just. All the neighborhoods were relatively close.
Like it would be neat once in a while to go get lunch with, you know, with Greg on the way home. Well, those are two different directions. The only way we're having lunch after the show is if it's in this godforsaken city, which means you got to worry about your car longer and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, not worth it.
It's not. You want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's to be the one thing that could be better.
Yeah.
But even Craig never lived anywhere near. I don't know where the hell Craig lived.
Right.
Craig was an hour and a half from me.
Yeah. Even when I lived where I thought was near Craig.
It wasn't near Craig.
It was still like 30 minutes away.
I believe it.
And that is like, oh, that's near. I feel like where I live now, maybe this is true of everything is an hour away from me.
That's probably true. Philly, New York.
Yeah. Like work.
Yeah.
An hour and 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's house, hour and 10 minutes. My parents, hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like everything to do anything. Hour and 10 minutes.
I mean, well, you put yourself in that spot of the state.
Yeah, but way down there.
But I also don't think that's a bad thing. You're within reach of everything.
Yeah.
And you have your own little area, which I think is kind of cool, actually.
That's true.
I think it's neat.
All right, Jerry, I have to run.
Yep.
We got off to a late start.
We did.
Because of technical difficulties.
A lot of them.
It really threw me off.
But we're here for you anyway.
Yeah, correct. Remember, if it's good, people will find it, Jerry. Oh, let's do the warm-up show.
Yeah.
You and I did do that.
I was
today.
Back.
You're back, Jerry.
Yeah.
So,
nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.